going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A 3-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2. Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Veritek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is episode 193. It's going to be a pretty quick in and out here, a little update on the teams. We'll talk a little bit of controversy with the Atlanta Braves, and we'll maybe talk about the umpires and some other stuff. John, what's happening?
Oh, man, it's been a little interesting start to the season, huh, for the Yankees and the Red Sox. Red Sox are playing much better baseball than last time we talked. They're what, half game back of the Yankees. I will be going to the second game of the series against the Seattle Mariners.
Going all the time. This is going to be your third game.
Yeah, I know. Well, when you're getting free tickets, you can't say no, right, Brian?
Yeah, that's really cool. You get them through the work you're at or through us?
I get them through the work I'm at. A guy here has like season tickets.
Are they good seats?
It just really depends. Some are standing room, some are regular seats. I don't know what tonight is, so I'm not worried. It's going to be a lot warmer than the last game I'm at, so that's all I'm really concerned about.
So the Sox trail the Yankees by a half game as of Wednesday, and they've won basically 6 of 7.
Against some mediocre competition, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, but that's fine. Their first game in Seattle was solid, and they obviously got Brian Bello back, which is nice. And then they have – it's going to be an interesting stretch with Seattle, Cleveland, and then Toronto over the next week or so. And
people are excited here in Boston because Casas hit a home run, right?
And, right. Well, I mean, he's still batting 165. But, I mean, the truth is, like, if somehow he could get unmoored and start moving, it would really help out a lot of people. So I understand that – it might be premature, but he's untradeable. We've talked about that. And I thought he should get taken out. So I don't really know. Just because he hits one home run doesn't change my thesis there. But looking at the Red Sox and Yankees, you know, it seems like the Red Sox have a little more – they don't have great balance, but they have a little more balance than the Yankees. The Yankees are like a two-hitter team.
Yeah, I mean, two- or three-hitter team. You know, the Yankees, they have obviously Ben Rice is playing well. He's been – him or Goldschmidt, who's right, also playing well.
That's three.
With Judge, who's batting – you know, he's leading the whole baseball, basically, with what he's doing is amazing compared to what he did last April. That being said, yes, you're right, Brian. It's a 2-3 team because once you get to that fourth batter in the lineup, 4-9 is absolute garbage for the Yankees. It's absolute garbage. And they know it. The fans know it, and you're starting to hear it. You're starting to hear the talk about Jazz Chisholm swinging for the fences every time and not trying to get on base. You're talking about maybe if Anthony Volpe, after, you know, 1,300 at-bats or so in the major leagues, isn't the person he is, and that the Yankees should seriously be looking for an actual shortstop next year. And maybe he's a utility player. I don't know, but you're not going to win with only three guys carrying your team. And, you know, guys like Bellinger not performing and just across the board. It's just not working 4-9 with the Yankees. And of course, we all know the bullpen situation. Mark Leiter is overworked and showed just recently. Devin Williams is a mess like Emmanuel Clase in Cleveland. And the starters, other than Max Fried, are very, very sketchy right now. Very sketchy right now. And if you don't get the length out of your starters, the bullpen will get taxed. So a lot of issues to figure out for the Yankees. But, you know, as long as Aaron Judge keeps hitting and they keep pitching to him and those guys in front of him are getting on, the Yankees should be okay in, you know, half game lead right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the Red Sox, I was just checking Roman Anthony's numbers and Marcelo Mayer, you know, Mayer hit a home run on Tuesday night, his fifth of the season. And, I don't know what to make of it. I do think that, you know, the Red Sox have a chance to have depth that they didn't have. And again, we'll talk more when I've watched more of the series, but I will say, and you don't have to comment, you know, remembering when Trevor Story got hurt last year, it made me feel like if he's healthy, they'll never be bad. And I don't mean that just because of the way he plays, but I just think that one thing I've learned is that if Devers is the leader of your team, you're not going to be good. So if you have a healthy Story and a healthy Bregman, the one thing I'll say, I'll say this and I'll put a time step on it. If those two are in the lineup, the Red Sox will never be bad. They just won't be bad. And so I have this floor that I haven't felt in a while for the Red Sox, as long as that narrative holds together. And so that's how I feel right now. I guess that's cautious optimism, but I tell you, those two guys stabilize everything. They can let Devers disappear from the media and just play baseball, which will eventually help him, even if he is a DH. And like guys like Willie Abreu, who already knows how to do it, he can just continue to follow the lead. That's my take on the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, obviously, there's excitement. There is a lot of excitement today in Boston, of course, because Brian Bale, his first start of the season, went very well. He did walk three batters, but Casas hit the home run. The good thing is Jaron Duran is playing much better. He's getting his average up. He's up to almost 250 now. And again, we talked about this. You can't send speed down. Speed kills you. You got to keep him in the lineup somehow. So with him hitting better, that releases questions about him, and I think that helps him mentally too. But again, you got to figure out Casas. And who knows? Only time's going to tell with that. But yes, you are right. There is more optimism for the Red Sox. And, you know, like I said, the standings are showing it. The Yankees, I'll say one more thing about the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton was taking live batting practice just as of Tuesday. And so far, I don't think he can pick up a glass of milk this morning, I believe. So I think he's all right so far. Wait, so there's progress.
Maybe he was. I thought maybe he'd be out for like the season. He's going to come back before the All-Star break.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he's taking batting practice. I mean, for all I know, who knows? I could just be hitting off a tee. But there's at least he's doing something, right? And his double elbow tennis elbow seems to be working in the right direction. And you know, as much as we say it, he's a force in that lineup. He's a stabilizer in that lineup. But if he does come back, then that chokes up the DH. So again, they might have a Red Sox problem with like the Yoshida issue. So
Who's DH now?
Well, it just really depends. You know, they kind of just throw whoever's available in there.
So then why is it a problem then?
Well, because he's going to take that spot up. And right, that means Jason Dominguez is going to have to play on the field all the time. Aaron Judge is going to have to play on the field all the time. Well, so
I mean, first of all, Stan comes back. He's probably not going to play every day.
No.
Number two, he makes them better even if he goes 0-4 in some ways, he makes them better because
– I mean, time out. Let's not get excited. He's at least a month away. I would think.
I hope he stays. I mean, I don't like to see anybody hurt, but all I'll say is if he's in the lineup, he's a difference maker. John Senecal, Brian Shackman here, episode 193 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Let's strip through a couple things. Ronald Acuna in Atlanta was a Kalenic, didn't hustle, and then he talked about it after the game saying, if that were me, I'd be benched. What's your hot take?
So I look at this a couple ways. I see Ronald Acuna being frustrated, obviously, because anytime someone sends out a tweet and then deletes it right away, you know they second guessing themselves. That being said, the tweet did get out there basically saying if he had done it, he would have gotten benched. Well, he did do it, and he did get benched back in 2019. But if you read into it, he wasn't just benched because he did it once. He was warned multiple times. Some people say 8, some people say 10. Let's just say multiple times. And if you're a Major League Baseball player, you shouldn't be warned at all about hustling. You should always be hustling, setting a good example. But, you know, Jared Kelenic, you know, he didn't do it. He wound up thinking he had a home run. It was he went for 2, got thrown out at second, right? Not a good look for the team. What's a bigger bad look for the team is when you're supposedly all-star player is throwing your team under the bus. And like people said, you know, Jeff Francoeur came right out and said, and Jeff Francoeur is a, you know, 15, 16 year veteran Major League Baseball player and a broadcaster for the Atlanta Braves came out and basically, you know, trashed Acuna, basically saying, you know, you're sitting on your couch somewhere tweeting about your team when you should be supporting your team regardless of what your history is. And, you know, basically saying the manager, Brian Snitker, is, you know, he handled it the right way. Maybe he shouldn't have answered the questions he did, that he didn't actually see the play. That's probably not the right answer, but he did handle it the right way. And there's no form of racism involved or anything. I think it's Ronald Acuna being frustrated. I think he's frustrated he's not on the field. He's frustrated he signed the long-term deal for like $100 million when he should be making 3 times that. And he's not going to be able to negotiate that because he's not on the field. I think a lot of it's just frustration in general.
You know, but there's two things. First of all, there's 7.5 games out of first and in last place. So not only are they 7.5 out, they have to leapfrog every single team in the division, which is even in April. I'm not saying they can't do it, but that's not easy. And I don't know. I feel like I don't understand why these guys still think First Amendment rights, they can do what they want, but I just don't understand how they don't know that almost nothing good comes from posting shit.
No, like, it doesn't. The same thing happened to Jazz Chisholm. He did it, got called out on strikes and got thrown out of the game and went and tweeted in the middle of a game, which is against Major League Baseball policy.
So dumb.
So dumb, and it's nothing good comes out of it. But, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr., it's not the right time. It's not. Your team's a mess. It's floundering. They need anything but what they got right now. And he probably won't even be back until May, middle of May anyway. So what kind of example does that set? You know, he should just keep his mouth shut, come back and help the team.
So you've watched a lot of baseball. You've seen a lot of bad umpiring. You think that's going to hasten the ABS stuff coming to town?
Oh, totally. 1,000%. There has just been way too much balls and strikes missed across Major League Baseball in general. I mean, if you just watch one Yankee game, you'll see it. Now, granted, this is not an easy thing to do. We know that. But these guys are there for a reason, just like the Major League Baseball players are there for a reason. So you should not be doing games at 80% efficiency, you know, or ringing up players when balls are 6 inches off the plate, or calling home runs that are home runs foul balls, like in Aaron Judge's case. You know, it's just a bad look across baseball. The ABS system we know has been used in minor leagues and spring training. It's coming. It's coming. And unless the Major League Umpires Association wants to really start figuring it out, they're going to get replaced by that. I mean, they're not going to get replaced, but they are going to have their stuff even scrutinized even more.
I'm not a big replay fan. I'm not a big fan of computerizing anything. I don't mind human error. The only thing that I'm positive on is if they make the automatic strike zone bigger. Like, I would like to see, it doesn't have to be, you know, knees to chest or whatever the you were taught in Little League, but I do think that a lot of professional baseball has too small a strike zone. And if they were going to make it uniform, I'd like to see them uniformly have a bigger strike zone.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to, Brian, is consistency. When you watch these Major League Baseball games, you know, the umpire will be calling the same pitch a ball in the third inning that he was calling a strike in the first inning, and vice versa. You know, and you can't have that because these major league hitters are too good. They're not going to swing at that pitch, regardless of the count. If it's the ninth inning, they're not going to swing at that pitch. And you cannot take the bat out of someone's hand by being that bad and not consistent. You know, there's way too much at play, and we all know it, that one strike can determine your seeding in the playoffs. It can just determine your wild card. It just does. It's just how it works. Or it just flip-flops the game and you win or lose. It's just, you know, you give up a walk. So I hope they can tighten it up, but we know regardless, this is coming. Technology wins. Like, the internet always wins, right? Technology is going to win. is just going to win out. Now, that being said, I feel like they need to do something more. This two a game stuff, I think, is a little ridiculous. Maybe there's got to be some tweaking to it, but it's coming. It's coming, and they're not doing themselves any favors.
So you're headed to Fenway for what you said, the third or the fourth time? Third?
Yeah, this will be my third game at Fenway, and I'm
still hate it as much as you did last week.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how it is. Now, I spent last week. I was covering First Pitch, so I sat up in the press box. Now that was nice, very comfortable seats. They got a soft serve machine up there, dude. They got a I'm telling you, like that soft serve was on point. They had all the toppings. It was great. Now the food was okay. Of course, they have to have some sort of fish dish because you're in Boston. You know, you're by the water. You got to have a fish dish.
But fish and hot dogs.
There's fish and hot dogs. A salad bar. I mean, it was standard fare for press box. But anytime you can find a slushy machine or a soft serve machine, you're winning. You're winning.
They had soft serve. They had M&Ms.
They had gummy bears, they had Heath Bar, they had Sprinkles, chocolate, and rainbow, and both sauces, chocolate and caramel.
Day made.
I tell you, man, I would have went back again. I would have went back again, but I didn't. But I'll be up there again. One thing I really want to point out before we leave, you know, I dogged on the Mets at the beginning of the season, and they are surprising the hell out of everybody, are they?
Yeah.
The Mets starters this year, how many home runs do you think the Mets starters have given up this year? Just take a guess. The starting pitching.
Six.
Holy cow, that's good. Five. Five home runs, dude. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, listen, they're four games clear as of Wednesday morning.
And Lindor is just starting to hit. I mean, they're going to be dangerous. I might have to eat some serious crow on this one.
It's weird because I don't find myself hating the Mets.
Best pitching in baseball, too.
And I know
who'd have thought?
Some people hate Steve Cohen, but I would love to see them in the World Series. I would. I'm an ABD guy. I'm anything but the Dodgers, really.
We need Subway Series again. That'd be great for us.
For baseball. Way, I wouldn't mind seeing the Mets do some damage because I think it's just, I don't know. I for some reason I like them. John, great stuff as always. Have fun at Fenway because I know if you don't, we'll hear about it. You've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.